Hey, girlfriends!
Welcome back to the girls' room. On today's panel, we have
it's Kate Tyler,
Cherry,
it's your girl too,
Jade,
and Screw. And y'all guessed it. This week we'll be talking about cheating. Do all men cheat?
Do they?
Do they? Is it a question?
I think they do.
I don't think so. Because there's so many men in this world. Somebody gotta not be cheating.
Yeah, I don't think all men cheat.
I think
it depends on what you consider cheating, though.
I feel like all men cheat in certain ways. It's not just having sex. It's just exactly. Not just cheating. Texting is cheating. DMing is cheating. Cheating is cheating.
All right, so what exactly do... Like, let's come up with a definition as what is cheating. What's your definition?
I really don't have a definition. Anything I don't fucking like, you're cheating.
But you do shit that niggas don't like.
I'm cheating. That's what the fuck that is.
I feel like cheating is anything that you gotta sneakily do because you know your spouse will feel some type of way about that.
I agree to an extent because, like, it depends on what it is that you're doing. Like, I think it's, like, anything dealing with another person romantically that you wouldn't want to do in front of your significant other.
Only romantically?
I don't feel like it's always romantically because other people got intentions that you don't necessarily got. So you could be doing something that you feel as though it's innocent, but to another person, like,
you might be leading them on
in some type of way. I feel like that's considered cheating.
And a nigga can fuck a bitch and not be attracted to her, but he fuck her, but that's still considered treating on your girlfriend. So that's not even romantic.
Right.
Let me tell y'all something. When I was little, right, I was young. I think I was probably like 13, and I was dealing with this older guy. Like, he tried to kick it to me like, oh, cheating is only having another relationship and not other relations. Basically saying, like, if I'm not romantically involved with somebody else, like, if that's not my girl, that's not cheating. Like, having sex is not cheating because it's just a physical thing.
That's deep. It's like niggas think that texting other bitches, they think it's cool. They don't think shit that they get. I ain't do shit with her. I just was texting her. That's disrespect.
You
disrespecting
her on.
Me. You leading the bitch on so that you're cheating on me.
You're leading her on. Yeah. I don't care if you text. She's texting you a picture of her child. That's not yours. That's cheating.
It's
cheating. It's really considered cheating because if a nigga send me a picture of their child that ain't mine, you gonna be like, why he sending you a picture of his son with this low and that Gucci?
Yeah, how y'all feel? How y'all feel about your nigga commenting heart eyes on another bitch?
Cheating.
That's cheating, right? That's cheating.
You go look at the comments.
Maybe not cheating.
3,000 people.
It's disrespectful when it's gel, but it ain't cheating. It's just you dicky at that point. Listen, let a nigga put her eyes on my picture. That shit getting screenshotted, getting sent to my phone. But that don't mean that you're cheating. Niggas be thinking I'm cheating when they get it. No, that's just him feeling like it's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's definitely disrespectful.
That's not you cheating. You don't even gotta know a nigga for him to put her eyes on your
shit. That's true.
People are just gel.
But if you putting her eyes under somebody's stuff, then I think that's cheating.
I don't think so.
If what?
If you're putting her eyes under somebody's stuff, I think that that's cheating.
Yeah, I feel like you clearly see something you like and you
I agree.
I don't feel like it's cheating. I just feel like it's disrespect. I'd rather you like all you want,
but I feel like that's very
I feel like
if you got a comment, you just Joe is shit, like, or you liked it. You don't gotta let this bitch know that you liked it. Like you're hype as shit.
Oh, I really think, like this.
Yeah, like Joe. Like, you're hyping shit, like, letting it be known that this the one, like, that you gotta fuck up on her eyes. But I don't think it's cheating, just disrespect.
Have y'all ever been cheated on?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Yep.
A couple times.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yes. I just send text messages and shit like that. I never seen my nigga, like, oh, telling the bitch, like, oh, that pussy was... I never caught him doing nothing like that. But texting a bitch is cheating to me, and that hurts my heart. Yeah. So
I'm a piggyback off of that. I witnessed my nigga texting his ex. That's cheating because we went through fucking World War IX. It's cheating because soon as I even... If you see my ex name pop up on Instagram, you won't argue. And I ain't even got to be the one mentioning him. So I feel like that's just cheating.
So what made y'all stay?
Because it was just a text.
I was in love. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I was deep in love. Like, yeah.
I stayed because I got my fucking petty back. I told that bitch baby dad that she was sending pictures and I made them break up. So now you're lonely. You can't text my nigga or your nigga.
Oh, God.
Wow.
deep. Hey, have you ever cheated?
No.
Yes.
In the past?
No.
Yup. They want to cheat, but don't want to be cheated on. That's just sick.
I feel like guys can never take what
they just show.
They can't really take.
No, ever.
Ever. They like, really about can't. Nothing. The fuck?
Yes.
To them, when they do it, it's the simplest shit in the world. When right. you do it,
but that's
you
because y'all got to think. Like, y'all got to think. Yeah. Guys don't think. They do shit. When we do yeah. shit,
we strategic. Do, like, yeah. we really, like.
We think. We thought it. Have you ever cheated?
No. You know, like, I ain't never been in no serious relationship for it to be considered cheating.
Right.
But I have talked to other people while I was talking to people. Right. Do y'all feel like cheating is a conscious decision, or is it just something that's based off emotions? Like, do y'all feel like niggas think, like, wake up like, oh, let me go cheat on this bitch today? Or is it just like a, they see somebody and it's just like a physical attraction? Like, oh, I gotta have her. Like,
I think it's half and half.
Yeah, it could go either way.
You got niggas that be plotting for a week. Mm-hmm. She like my pig. Like, you got niggas that really plan on cheating. Like, I'm a fucker, but I'm going to buy my girl something and it's just going to be over with. No.
Or niggas that just dicky because they friend talking to somebody and they friend bring a friend. Mm-hmm. And right. You just right. feel like you got to do that. Like, you like, can't even be like, I got a girl. Girl like,
even if you, I feel like then you got niggas, they even be like, I don't even want to fuck her, but feel like they got a point to prove. Like, you got weird ass niggas that think like that.
Yep, and then you got,
the niggas that'll be like, they'll let a bitch know, like, I got a girl, but like, if you with that shit, I'm with that shit.
And bitches be with that like, shit, because more likely bitches watch everything you do, so they be thinking what you doing for your girlfriend, that you gonna do for them, not knowing they just getting fucked.
Right.
That's a bad joint, like, fuck out of here, cheetah.
Do y'all think cheating is normalized in today's society?
Yeah.
I do.
I saw the fucking tweet on Twitter and said, what to say? Something to the effect of all niggas ain't shit, so just stay with your ain't shit nigga or some shit like that.
So you
like
can go through something with everybody, so pick your favorite nigga to go through it with.
So I'm just looking at nigga.
That's anybody the case, I'm gonna do you it. How you doing me. Yeah. I'm just gonna be single and have a fucking ball.
I'm expecting you to fuck up, so when you fuck up, I shouldn't even be mad. No.
I don't agree with that at all.
Fuck up at all. Like,
I feel like cheating is normalized in today's society, but based off of, like, reality TV shows and shit. I feel like once Love and Hip Hop came out, niggas got in a bag. Like,
two bitches, two baby moms, two three bitches pregnant.
Niggas seen Peter Guns and Stevie J.
No, niggas really be trying to do like, the two girlfriend thing. Like,
bitches with it though. No, bitches is with it.
That shit did.
Bitches is with it and you witness.
That shit not gonna work. That's a once in a
And I'm about to speak on a situation that I know about right now. Like, this nigga baby mom, like, she's sick. Like, sick to the point where, like, you know this man is with another female. Like, every night you calling his phone, you texting her. You calling this girl phone 24/7, you getting mad at this girl. You're not, first of all, you're not even together. You get mad at this girl, you get his number is on her, like, on her plan. So she can see his messages, see his calls, all that. You texted from his number. You're sick. You acting like him while he's laying next to her. Like, you sick. You're sick. If you got to do all that, just go get a piece of another dick. Like, I'm never going to be to that point. You know this man is dealing with other females.
That's too much.
Some females just be scared to be by themselves, so they gonna do whatever to keep their nigga because they don't want to be by themselves.
Yes, and settle for anything.
Yeah. That's my move. Guilty. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
Right.
Because I just feel like I'm 26, y'all. This is 2. And I just feel like I'm old as shit. I'm ready to settle down. Like, all that hype shit, I'm not with that shit no more. And now that I feel like I'm ready to settle down, this nigga playing in my face. So now I don't even want to hit the hop back in my bag and be on that type time, like, dating and trying to find somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, for me. I don't got time for that. People got, like, people just fake. And I don't got time to be dealing with no nigga like that. But I just feel like I'm about to be single.
And but you 26, this your prime. Like, you not like 40 years old.
I feel like I'm about to be 30.
That doesn't mean nothing. That's not the time to, oh, I got to be tied down. Like,
it ain't no time limit. Yeah, that's the anyway, thing.
Like, everybody try to put time limits and restrictions on their life, and that's where you be, like, rushing into the wrong shit. Enjoy your life. Live your life.
That's what life, period. Like, people always like, I feel like I'm not where I should be. It's right. No age limit.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like they got to be married.
Basically, I'm 26 and I'm not dealing with no bullshit.
I like that better. I like that. But don't feel like you gotta, like, I'm 26, I gotta settle down. Right. Like, cause you in your prime. Right.
At our own pace.
Right.
you gonna find whoever whoever meant for you, you gonna find them regardless. Like they gonna come regardless, you. Right?
Meant for you tomorrow, you can find a person meant for you.
So, husband, if you out there, come get me. I hate it here.
I ain't gonna hold you. I pray to God I don't find my man at 50. I'm gonna be mad.
I'm not gonna want him.
I'm gonna be so mad.
That's gonna be us. We gonna be traveling. We gonna be doing all that
shit. Girl, no, I need my man about 40.
We gonna be dead on the plane.
He ain't gonna be fucking. 50 is not the fuck old.
50 is old. Yeah, 50
old for me.
You a half a man. Come on.
Quick question. So how y'all feel about 40?
As far as dating somebody that's 40?
Oh. I want an older guy, but like not 40. Like I want to like still be able to like relate 35. To him and shit. Like I don't want to be having lectures all the time.
It depends on the guy.
All 40 year olds not going to be like that.
I'm speaking off experience. I feel like the older the dumber.
So you dealt with a lot of older men?
Two.
So you dealt with two. You can't speak for...
I'm speaking for two older men.
That's two out of how many does. Like, I just feel like my mentality is nowhere near these niggas. Like, that's my age. And I just be looking at them like, you pushing 30 and you ain't got shit. You don't want shit. You ain't doing shit. Like, you burnt out. Right. All the niggas our age is burnt out.
Their right. main no thing goals, is perks no and bitches.
Yeah, they don't and
like flexing no for materialistic shit. It ain't nothing.
Don't be having no fucking money in their pockets. But got every Balenciaga's hungry as shit. Need to eat them big ass sneakers.
Ooh, y'all be hungry bad. And shit. Okay.
Like, somebody
let's say his name.
What's going on? No, but not even just that. Not even like what they got, but. In a relationship, I want somebody that I'm going to be able to grow with. Somebody that's going to be able to teach me some shit. Yes. That'd be my main thing. If I can't learn from you, it's nothing I can do with you. Like,
yes, it's all about the mindset.
Yeah, like, teach me something. I'm tired of putting it on. Like,
I agree.
And if you not going to fucking work,
like I need somebody that's going to be able to
be an entrepreneur or something. Like, niggas just think 9 to 5 is ain't it. Like, y'all gotta do something. And I'm not bringing the fucking shit, we want table, the chairs, the fucking food, the plates, all that. I'm not doing all that. You ain't adding the shit up for yourself. You don't even wash the dishes. Fuck out of
here. That sounds personal.
That's deep. He ain't bring the dishwasher liquid either.
He ain't bring a rag and a sponge. Like,
y'all feel like it's considered cheating if y'all ain't discussed like that y'all exclusively dealing with each other?
No, we need to have that conversation.
Yeah,
so I'm not just going, I'm not no mind reader. I'm not going to know if we official. I feel or not. Like, I think girls fucking the one that.
We in a relationship in 2 days.
No,
yeah, girl, that's what I say. Because don't lie. If you met somebody tomorrow that you really like,
don't be going to relationship.
You want to be on his Instagram.
Or I'm out. It's still not cheating. I'm like. Damn,
but you're
supposed to type of way. I'm going for some type of way, but I'm not going like, damn, that nigga.
Listen, me and this nigga.
Damn, we just was all me and this nigga was
texting for 2 days. We ain't do nothing to none of that. I was in love.
Somebody, girls
a bitch
just,
comment on his picture. I'm in my head like, I know this bitch not fucking like, not my man. He put this little tweet up about fucking bitches. I'm like, oh, he tripping. He ain't fucking nobody.
This bitch was going off in Fibber.
I was tripping.
$50. Only one time ever was like, you my girl. Like, other than that, I was like,
every nigga I come across tell me I'm their girl, but it don't mean I'm their girl, because I think niggas just be wanting to say that. That shit do make you feel all cute and shit, though.
Yeah, I feel like as long as y'all haven't established the fact that y'all in a relationship, then no matter how mad you get about something, is technically not considered cheating.
It's not because it's not even mad about it.
It's just disrespect.
But it's still disrespectful if y'all
if fuck with each other.
Don't leave me on.
It might not be disrespectful though if y'all didn't have that conversation.
Man, don't leave me on.
If you fuck with me and I fuck with you and we fuck with each other on that level, certain shit you should let me know.
But what I'm saying is, at this age, we all like, if you single, you supposed to be dating. Like, we don't date in our generation.
We really don't date.
We talk to a nigga and that's just your nigga.
I be too scared to date though. But that's the thing. I be famous.
Certain people out here is dating, so you can't get mad when you come across somebody that's out here dating because you latched on and that's just your nigga. You can't be mad about that to me.
All right, but you know, we know all niggas lie, so when we texting niggas, they're like, well, you the only one I'm texting. We sort of kind of believe in it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in, ding, just be like, come on. Like, you got people that really believe that stuff, and it just be like, just keep it funky. Like, we gonna text, we gonna talk to other people, like, you know what I'm saying?
I came niggas across niggas that keep it 100,
yeah,
though.
Me
some
too.
People keep it 100, though. Not that's all what I'm saying. Niggas
lightweight care about say slight way care about your feelings so they'll allow. That's only making it worse. Keep it being like, tell me if you talk.
Because I'm somebody, it's gonna be like, my choice if I still want to fuck with you or not.
Give me that choice. I don't know. I just never dated. Like, I never did that shit.
I don't think none of us have, and that's the problem.
I do want to date
because it'd be people that's out here dating, but our mindset is just stuck on this one person. So when they out here like dating and they feel like you don't know what you like until you start dating other people. Like,
it's a difference. Like, all right, if you're with somebody that's out dating other people, you don't have to have a conversation about being exclusive with them, but you can know that person enough to know whether they dating or whether like what type time they on. So if y'all two on the same type time where y'all only like where y'all so into each other and you would know what's going on with that person by that time if y'all that much into each other.
Man, y'all heard what Jay said.
Then they shouldn't, I mean, not that they shouldn't be talking to somebody, but if you have feelings for somebody, then you should be, you know, spending all your time with that one person. So it wouldn't be considered cheating, but still, I think that you don't have a right to feel some type of way if y'all are that way. Because before I was official with my boyfriend, we were that way. So if something was to, like, go on before...
You was squaring the fuck up.
Yeah, period.
I get what you're saying, but you make time for what the fuck you
really want.
Yeah, so if I'm feeling you and I'm feeling this other bitch, I'm going to make time for both of
you. You got to think a nigga.
And y'all wouldn't even peek. Like, I'm going to, like, finesse that. Well, not finesse because I don't have to, but I'm going to spend time with both of y'all and it ain't even going to make y'all feel no type of way. Like,
mm-hmm. When it's convenient for him, so whereas though it's like not interfering for you to even be thinking like, oh, he's spending time with somebody else. Because he doing what he got to do with you, but he always also doing what he doing for another bitch and you just don't even know because you work. Maybe she off the day you at work. She work. Maybe you off the day she at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas make shit convenient.
That's disloyal and that's still dishonest because now what if they both fucking? Now they both fucking raw. Like, now you got to worry about that. That's something that need to be discussed. I don't care if we in a relationship or not.
I feel like ain't nobody going to discuss, oh, I'm fucking another bitch.
Yeah, that's where...
But it's some niggas that'll let you know.
No, some
niggas
will.
Really do keep it in mean, but most niggas...
And that's still wrong, even though it's not technically cheating. That's still wrong.
Especially if you fucking me, but I like it's condom, too much shit and you fucking somebody else. And it's, yeah, exactly. HIV
it's
rate.
Too much shit going on.
Sky fucking high. Like, it's... Yeah, no.
I think when sex is involved, technically, you need to be... It need to be only one person. But that's not the case all the time.
I think in this day and age, like, you never know when somebody is keeping it 100. You never gonna know that. Like, you don't know that. So, I just think, because I think too hard, I just think, like, niggas ain't gonna be like, yeah, I'm fucking this other bitch. Like, you gotta find out. You find out certain shit, like, and then that's when the truth come out, like.
So, basically, it's normalized.
Yeah.
All right, at what age do you feel like enough is the fuck enough? Like, you shouldn't even be out here doing this in the third.
When we discuss that we official, enough should be enough. It shouldn't be no age.
Different.
When we sit down and have this conversation that we exclusive, then that enough should be enough.
I've been in a relationship. Y'all know I've been with him since I was 17 years old. Like, I'm 25, he 26, we're grown. We had our conversation, and this is my last time. Like, I'm not doing none of that kid shit. If you want to do your thing, just do it. Like, just leave me the fuck alone. That's where I'm at with it. Like, I think I'm too old for it. 25 is that fucking age. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah, that's how I be feeling. I don't be having the energy to sit and have them type of conversations and all that with a nigga. If I feel like you doing too much, then you gotta go. I'm not sitting down and moaning nobody. Yeah, I don't be having the energy.
I shouldn't have to tell you how to treat me.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have to remind you of what's wrong and what's right. I shouldn't have to remind you, like, you going too far. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't, vice versa. You shouldn't have to do that with me either. Especially when y'all got time. And I feel like it should just be like, all right, I'm wrong. Like, what the fuck? Like, if you can't, like, obey up to that, then I feel like just leave each other alone.
Like, don't do nothing.
And y'all don't got to go off on bad terms, but leave it alone so y'all can't stay cordial. Because that's where niggas fuck up at. They can't, like, just stay cordial. Y'all get fuck up because y'all keep fucking up and then keep saying you're sorry and you want the bitch back. And when you get the bitch back, it's the same thing over and over. And you're not doing that, but even burning more bridges.
So I feel you're burning like I'm her not out. Doing it. I can't do that shit.
It's time to break the cycle.
Real shit.
Yeah, that be my whole thing. I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing it.
I'm not crying. I'm not doing none of that shit.
I honestly don't want to be, like, the one, like, oh, because I'm so used to a nigga cheating. If he don't answer phone, oh, he cheating. It should never. I don't want my mind to be
right because it's gonna turn you into a bitter bitch.
Yeah, like it should be. I hope he okay. I'd rather my mind be on, well, I hope he okay, or he probably sleep. It should never be, oh, he with that bitch, tell that bitch, yes. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I don't want to hit the head of that mindset. Right. So I feel like if I even got to attempt to hit that mindset with you, then there's no reason for us to be together.
Yes, I never want to worry where my nigga is. Like, that's corny. If you got a bitch out here worrying where you at, then you corny, period. I'm just letting that be known.
She said what she said, period.
And that's what we stand in the fuck on.
Just don't do nothing to me that you don't want done to you, period.
Another thing, I feel like if a nigga really, really love you and he really care about you, he gonna care about your motherfucking feelings. Yes. Like, period. He gonna care about your feelings. A real nigga, he ain't gonna wanna hurt you. He ain't gonna wanna see you hurt.
A real nigga gonna hurt you hurt.
These niggas is fatherless child.
It should hurt a nigga to hurt too.
Fucking know nothing about being with me.
That's the
thing. That should
that's
make you want to like, be even more of a man. That's not a good excuse to me.
They ain't hear no examples. Ew. They don't know.
They got grandpops. They is that's just a excuse to niggas.
They got TVs.
Real shit. Child. Like, come on.
Their TVs ain't portraying the right
you
shit.
Don't even need to see that. I mean, I feel like.
Listen. I feel like it honestly do because with me, I've never seen a happy, healthy marriage ever. The only time ever. I've ever seen a healthy relationship was on TV. No relationship in my family that I've ever been around nothing. Has ever been healthy other than what I seen on TV. So that kind of like showed me like how shit's supposed to be, but like as a like a inside source, I don't have none of that. So I don't feel like that's an excuse for niggas because a lot of females don't have that either.
And another thing is like if you know, like, you didn't have a father figure or mother figure, how would you want to be loved?
Right.
How would you want to be treated?
I was just about to say that.
Fuck all that. Like, how would you want you did, your daughter to be treated?
Yes.
Don't another, fucking treat me how you might want a nigga to treat your
how
daughter.
You want your mom
another
to
thing
treat?
Is, like,
you,
niggas don't be caring about their moms.
That's
niggas swear on their moms every day, B.
Like, I'm saying, like, right. If you did have your dad in your life, how would you want your dad to love you? How would you want your dad to have treated you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just...
Yeah, you can learn from
you,
the
yeah, like,
you
that's
didn't.
All. You ain't have to have them around.
Yeah, it's all about what you want
to
do.
It's how far are you willing to take shit.
I feel like it's all in what the woman is accepting.
Right. That's true.
Because however much you accept, that's what you're going to get, period. A nigga always going to test the limits with you. Like, I tested it, or she accepted it. Now, let's see how far I could go now. Okay, she accepted that. Now let me see how far I could go this time. Like, a nigga always gonna test the limits with you.
Like,
all
right.
So if you shut it down right there in the beginning, that's it. That's all they know not to play with you.
Right.
But when you just keep letting shit slide, now it's just like, ain't no boundaries for real. So they feel like anything that they do is gonna be cool because you always gonna run back to them.
I needed that. I needed that shit right here, okay?
I feel like my nigga know not to play me anymore. That shit is out. I don't argue. I don't do none of that shit no more. I don't cry. I ignore the shit out of you. That's what you really got to do. Really got to show a nigga that you, I'm not, ain't there.
Yep, but
like,
on their ass.
Ain't there.
Now they just suicidal. Now they got cancer.
Now they trying to get you can't talk today. No, you was bitching when I was running my mouth and I was crying and I was arguing, sending you paragraphs. I was in the way.
Throwing no
now
shade.
Now that I'm not doing none of that shit,
but y'all see
shit.
My latest tweet. Feeling good, learning how to shut the fuck up.
Real
won't
shit.
Get a word out of me. You sleep, I sleep. Good fucking night. I'm not doing it. Like, cause I'm used to always I'm the person, you know how they be like, well, I got a question. You know how they be like, a man bitch is always turning the other thing, I got a question. No, because I feel like I can't even talk to the person I'm in a relationship with. I feel like if I bring something up to try to talk it out, it turned into an argument. Like, he straight hop into defense.
Nigga try to flip
what
shit.
What the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? You're,
and I feel
you
like
want
any
to ruin
man,
my day.
Any,
I'm not having that.
I feel like any guy that do that and can't have a fucking regular conversation is a kid.
Like,
if you can't sit down and have a regular
and it's
fucking
crazy
adult
because that's what I'm saying. Like,
kid.
He's an adult. And I be feeling like I should be able to sit here and talk to you. We should talk it out. I'm not talking to you to argue with you. Because that's the case, I would just start arguing with you from the rip. I'm talking to you so you can make me feel more better about the situation on why I feel the way I feel. And what's your outlook on it? Like, how you feel about it? But I can't even get that because it's an argument. And that shit make me so mad to the point, like, as soon as you start flipping it, I'll be ready to cry. I never get that mad. So it's like, for you to even take me out of my character to even
try to be grown. Everybody know I'm petty as shit to even try to be grown and take it a mile to fix it. And you go and you turn me down like that. I don't like shit like that. And
first of all, you got to flip shit. You guilty anyway. Right. Because you should just take what the fuck I got to say. Admit you was wrong. Shut the fuck up. Like, you did that shit. Obviously, I got proof of the shit that you did. I'm not just coming at nobody without no fucking receipts, no nothing. So if I'm saying something, if it's deep to me, the fuck, shut the fuck up. You did that shit. And here's this fucking screenshot, whatever the fuck it is, because you did that shit. But I shouldn't even have to do all that.
Right.
Because I should have trusted my nigga. Trust is love. One. I felt like a fucking poet real fast. Like...
I just don't like niggas at this point right now. No, they burns me the fuck out. Like,
I told you she.
You really can have a conversation. You really can really be trying to have a real conversation, like heart to heart with a nigga, and he think you trying to argue. Like, that type of shit irritates me. You could be telling a nigga how you feel, and come on here, you want to argue? Like, damn, I'm just telling you how the fuck I feel. I can't even tell you how my day went. Any fucking thing is an argument.
You be thinking, like, I feel some type of way. I didn't even talk to my nigga about this. Like, you be wanting to know, like, well, do he feel some type of way about it? So I'm the type, like, if I'm feeling it, I'll be like, yo, you don't feel no type of way that you just trying to start an arc? Pussy, I'm putting your fucking feelings inconsiderate, too, because I'm saying I feel the type of way, and I feel like you should feel the type of way, but I don't know how you feel. Right. So I want to know how you feel, and you sitting there trying to make it seem like I'm just, if I didn't ask you these questions, then that should be the problem. If I'm okay with us not speaking, then that should be where the problem is.
And that's why we stopped.
That's when
speaking.
You should be fucking bothered.
Once I stop speaking on shit, I don't give a fuck no more. So do all men cheat?
Yep.
I
still think no.
Yeah, me too.
Y'all ain't do shit to change my mind. Like, everything y'all described is just like immature niggas.
Insecure niggas.
I had a mature old head. He's telling me everything. But his favorite line, like, every time he do hurt me, he think gifts are supposed to fix it. Gifts don't fix your hurt. That shit don't mean nothing, but he do be honest with me. All right, I did do this, or that was me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't, I can't, that's probably most girls. I hate the lies, but the truth hurt. Like, I really don't even want to hear the truth. Like, no, just tell me I'm crazy. Tell me I'm lying. Like, so it would be like a gift and a curse. But all niggas cheat.
So what was your point of saying that, though?
I don't know. I just had to get it out.
All niggas cheat.
Some niggas feel like it's not considered cheating if they admit to it.
After how many times you
asked
them?
I asked him once.
Or they wait till they get caught.
That's what I'm going to say. Like, he will think he didn't cheat or did nothing because he admitted to it.
Well, he's delusional because you still fucking did it. Who would there be to admit if you ain't fucking do it? Like, what?
Right.
Exactly. That
don't
make sense.
But niggas, I still think all niggas cheat.
It could be the slightest thing. Maybe all niggas have cheated before.
It takes a certain
vibe or a certain feeling to, you know, not want to do those things. Like, when you find a person who, you know, well. Some niggas, they'll find the perfect person and they still go
do weird shit.
Yeah. But when you find the perfect person and you're mature and you probably been through certain things that you don't want to, you know, go through in your relationship, maybe that's when they, you know, mature and stop cheating.
All right, let me say this. All niggas that I know cheat. But I still got hope that one day I'm going to find somebody that I really fuck with, that really fuck with me on the same type of time, and he's not going to be a cheater.
All right, but I just had a question. That, like, what's giving you hope?
Because I don't want to fucking cheater. I'm not going to deal with a cheater. Like, what?
I lost all hope. I don't want to deal with a cheater, but I honestly lost all hope.
Then you're going to be better.
My future man's no, out I'm going to be a fucking best friend. Right now, so when it's my turn, he got his shit together. So cheat on that bitch. Go ahead, baby.
Huh?
I said my future man is out cheating on his bitch right now, but he gonna be good once he come to me.
So you don't feel like once a cheater, always a cheater?
No, you could change.
I think it depends on a few things. In certain situations, people grow, you know, and don't want to really do them things anymore, or you find somebody who you don't want to do those things to anymore.
This week on Girlfriend's Guidance, we received a DM from our girlfriend Dia, and she said, Okay, so on the first episode, the girlfriends talked about real friends. I feel like as a 17-year-old, I go through way more shit than an average 17-year-old. I'm the only one of my friends who don't wear my emotions on my sleeve, so they always assume that I'm okay. Is that something that I need to work on personally? Like, should I stop faking and acting like I'm good and still talking to someone, or should they still ex me?
I think both. Like, you shouldn't, like, fake and act like you good. Like, if you need to talk to somebody or let something out, do that. Like, you faking it ain't helping the situation, and you want to talk to your friends, so what you faking for?
I disagree with you, though, because I'm kind of that person. Like, I could identify with that a lot. With me, it don't be like faking like I'm okay. It's just, I just always feel like I gotta be okay. Like, it's no room or time for me to not be okay. So in any situation, if anybody ever asks me, yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm always gonna make sure that I'm good. So I understand where she's coming from like that, but it's sometimes where I still wish, like, damn, well, none of my friends don't give a fuck, like, they ain't even check on me. Like, so I do get where she's coming from. It's not always like stop like faking. It's not necessarily faking, but you gotta be okay. Like, some people just don't have time to not be okay.
Like Hannah Baker.
Who the fuck is that?
13 Reasons Why.
I never watched that bullshit, girl. What?
I feel she like committing suicide.
Yeah, I feel like that could be either way, but I feel like she should get it out of her system and find somebody that she can talk to. But then you got people that feel like, oh, I don't want to put my problems on this person. Like, I don't know what this person going through, and I don't want to make my problem their problem, and they already going through stuff, because everybody goes through stuff.
I feel like it's a balance, because we're not mind readers, you know, so you gotta, like, talk to your friends and, like, let them know if something is going on with you, because, like, everybody have issues. So maybe they're wrapped up, like, so wrapped up in their own issues, and maybe it's some things that they're not really telling you either. So, you know, like, it don't have to be like, oh, I feel like, it don't have to be like confrontational, but you can let them know, like, sometimes I be needing, like, to talk to y'all. Like, it don't have to be real deep, but you can just let them know that.
I do agree with that. But then again, I feel like it's certain times where you just don't, not that you don't want to reach out to them, but you just shouldn't have to. Like, it's sometimes like we're, like you just said, you can feel when your friend's not okay. Yeah, I always know when my friends is not okay, and I can reach out to them. But sometimes, like, everybody is not like that. Yeah, so you don't get back what you put out all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just what it is. I think she just gotta kinda like not expect it.
And then you got some friends where it's though, like, you could feel, like I said, you could sense when your friend is going through something, you know what I'm saying? And you be wanting to reach out, but then you don't want them to be like, well, this is just like on some newsy shit or something like that. Like, why she all, well, what made you say that?
If that's your friend, I have a friend that
when I know she's going through stuff and I be like trying to ask, she be acting so nonchalant, like she don't want me in her business.
Then that's not your friend.
Yeah.
Like, not like even on that tip, like, where though she's not my friend. You know how some people be embarrassed in some situations and don't even want to talk about it?
But you shouldn't. Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't be embarrassed to my friends.
Some people are.
No, that's true, but some people still be embarrassed of certain stuff because just the way it is. Like, it's just, that's just life, because some shit is really
embarrassing. Well, I can't say that because I tell y'all certain shit that I won't tell my other friends.
Some stuff people go through is embarrassing, and they probably don't want to say it because maybe the what they going through or how they want to carry, or they just don't want to be seen like that. But I feel like as a friend, you should still be comfortable talking to your friend about that.
You know, I definitely feel like she need to find Dia, you. I definitely feel like you need to find one person that you feel like you could really talk to about anything, because that helps sometimes. But like I said, some people just not, don't wear their feelings on their sleeves, like she said.
Right.
I'm not a type of person that just wear my feelings on my sleeves, like, oh, I'm blue today. Like, no. Like, what the fuck? But even with you not, like she said, it's certain times where people just not always going to be okay. So I get where she coming from.
Yeah. So, some things don't come naturally, but that don't mean that it doesn't have to, like, happen. So you naturally don't wear your emotions on your sleeve, that don't mean that you can't work on expressing your feelings more, if that's what you want to do, or if you feel mm-hmm. like it's a problem that you don't have somebody to talk to. You can work on that yourself first, you know, because mm-hmm. that's what you have control over.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I feel like the friends who you're referring to, I feel like you should just, like, just try, just give it a try and see if they'll, you know, be there for you how you are for them. And then I'll go from there. Like, it don't hurt to, like, well, it could. You
know, I'm about to say, because it could hurt, because they could go tell somebody else how fucking
stuff like that, yeah. But if you, I feel like if you trust them enough, you'll know, like, you'll know with your intuition, you'll know what to do. I think so. Because there's only so much we can.
Well, my advice would be, I feel like you should open up a little bit more, but stay true to you. Like, if that's you, that's just you. Like, you ain't gotta start wearing your emotions on your sleeve or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. You gonna find that person that's gonna vibe with you, because they gonna know that that's you. So they gonna, like, not seeing it. Like, I don't feel like you need to change. I feel like you need to, like, grow a little bit more, but I don't feel like you need to change. As far as your friends, they should make sure that you're okay. Like, I feel like you know what your friends is going through, for real. And even if you're going through your own shit, I can be going through my own shit, but still take the time out of mm-hmm. my day to make sure that my friends is okay, even if it's just a little "you good" text. Like, it take 1 second. So if your friend's not doing that, then you new friends. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So there you have it, girlfriends. And remember, if you need any advice or want to share an experience, please DM us at The Girls Run PD on Instagram. Just make sure you state your age so we can give you age-appropriate advice, and state if you want to be anonymous or not.
This week's CEO is our girlfriend Jade of Jade Laverne Home, an online boutique where you can get both classic and modern home decor. Jade has an amazing selection of bedding, rugs, a plethora of home decor, and storage items for a reasonable price. You guys can find her at www.jaylorenhome.com. You won't be disappointed. As I previously stated, behind every successful black woman, it's a group of bad bitches that got her back.